What advice do you have for patients who are working? How should they interact with their employers with respect to don't feel well today, I really can't come to work? And the employer thinking, oh no, this person is really not capable of doing their job. There is this tension of wanting to be able to do one's job, but at the other time wanting to take care of oneself as a patient. That's a funny dynamic. What suggestions do you have?
Yeah, that is an interesting dynamic. And I think that, you know, the general public lacks awareness of what an autoimmune condition is, you know, what exacerbations are, you know, how severe the fatigue can be that it will interfere with your ability to do your job. And so I think that, you know, when you receive a diagnosis, it's important to sit down with your employer and have a frank conversation about this is what I've been diagnosed with. And I think the onus for educating the employer is on the patient. And so maybe bringing in some material. So these are some of the things that I may be experiencing. How do we want to handle this? So be proactive with it. You know, should I start experiencing an exacerbation or extreme fatigue? How should we go about dealing with this?
The patient gets worried that they're not going to be promoted, that they're not going to be considered the same way in their job. Those should be also sort of frank conversations.
Right. And, you know, it's not legal to discriminate based on your, you know, medical situation and in job. So it's important to be aware of that. If the employer does become combative or whatnot, it's important that they realize that there's legal action that can be taken.
It's an open conversation mm-hmm. with the patient. And you're absolutely right. It's important for the patient to educate the employer as to what's going on and what the disease is all about.
Right, because they won't know unless they have someone with an autoimmune condition in their own family. Employer reactions could vary significantly based on how much they're aware right. of those conditions.